It had been a month before anything had been put out, not even an official statement from Senator McConnell. In fact, I'd gotten two calls from different agencies, not state agencies, suggesting he'd pass.
All right, everybody. Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky has been in the hospital for 30 days now, and all we've received is one proof of life photo and one statement from his team that doesn't address the core problems of his age and lack of ability to do the job. Can I just point out, Senator Mitch McConnell is currently taking advantage of the same sort of paid leave and sick leave that he has shot down for Americans throughout his entire political career, saying that Americans don't deserve extended sick leave or paid leave in any manner, and now he is very much so capitalizing on that exact same infrastructure. But beyond that, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear went on to Katie Couric's podcast today and was giving some deeper insights into what actually went down over the past 30 days. According to Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, he got calls from multiple agencies suggesting that Mitch McConnell had passed a few weeks back, and now that we have the proof of life, he's clearly still alive in some manner. But the question is, how alive is he? I don't mean to be blunt or crude or anything like that, but we're getting more details that suggest that the original phone call from Mitch McConnell's house was for cardiac arrest. He also seems to be suffering from some sort of dementia where he sits there and stares off into the distance, and then they updated and said it was actually mild pneumonia that he was struggling with. But I don't know, if you're over 80 years old, there is really no such thing as mild pneumonia. You just have bad pneumonia if you are 80-something years old and you have multiple health issues accumulating at the same time. So Senator Mitch McConnell is not in a good state, and we will show this in just one moment. But I want you to think about the broader context surrounding this and surrounding the cold, hard Senate math. So Senator Lindsey Graham died about a week ago, and I'm never ever going to disrespect somebody or dance on their grave after they pass away. But if you look at the cold, hard Senate math, Republicans are down one senator there. They are really struggling to hang on with Mitch McConnell. Donald Trump's response, while his health is crumbling on its own, his response was to try to invalidate the election of two Democratic senators, John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, by, you know, saying that there was election fraud throughout the country and in Georgia. So Donald Trump's two Republican senators that are hanging on by a thread, he's trying to punch back by, you know, invalidating Democratic senators. This is absolutely despicable, cynical, and I'm so glad that we have leaders out there pushing back against this BS. People like Senator John Ossoff, who has been holding the line while Mark Wayne Mullen lies about our elections. Let me start with this clip of Mark Wayne Mullen that is going viral, where he says that the DHS is going to be purging voter rolls. This is pure dictator mode. Listen to this.
The problem, everybody should be informed. Working with Secretary Lutnick, we are going to make our security enhancements mandatory, meaning that if these states want a grant and they want to be reimbursed to work or to run federal elections, they're going to have to implement security issues. Just security issues. We're not trying to get into anything else, but we're saying that the machines had to be secured and that your voter registration list needs to be scrubbed. We need to make sure that individuals that are legally able to vote are voting.
What do you mean you're going to scrub the voter registration list? This is the new Kristi Noem, by the way. Kristi Noem was our former DHS secretary. Mark Wayne Mullen has now taken that position and is somehow even less charismatic and less convincing on camera when he's lying for Donald Trump. Let me show you the refreshing Senator John Ossoff of Georgia, who is pushing back against this BS.
How did you do it? How did you figure out what Donald Trump was going to say tonight?
Lawrence, thank you for having me. And tonight I heard a failed president desperately casting about for excuses to meddle in the upcoming election if he can, or to discredit the result when he loses decisively, as I expect he will. I heard a president who, as his war spirals and as prices keep climbing for families across the country, is, as always, focused on his personal grievances, focused on his personal shame and humiliation, and above all, focused on his personal fear of the accountability that will come when we win this fall. But this is important, folks, and I want you to hear me out when I say this, because I also heard a president clearly signaling his intent to attack these elections and to undermine voting rights.
Yep.
And you know it's going to be right here in Georgia, the critical battleground state. Look, we have an opportunity this fall to deal a rebuke so decisive that no president will attempt abuses and corruption like this for centuries. That will be a great service to our republic. But he is signaling his plans to come right here to Georgia, attack the election and undermine voting rights. And I'm asking folks to take action right now. Grab your phone, grab your laptop, go to electjohn, electjohn.com, answer the president tonight overwhelmingly, do this thing, chip in, join our team, help us get out the vote and protect.
I love Senator John Ossoff. He's got a great team, he's got a great ability to communicate, and he is absolutely leading the way on pushing back against these election fraud conspiracies that have been permeating our politics for way too long. Okay. The reason why I wanted to show this staunch support for voting rights is because it comes in stark contrast to what Donald Trump is pushing and what the Republican Party is currently struggling with. Lindsey Graham passed away a few days ago, meaning they are down a Senate seat, and they have since replaced Lindsey Graham with his sister, Darlene Graham Nordone. Trump said, "It is my honor to welcome now Senator Darlene Graham, the sister of the late Lindsey Graham, from the wonderful state of South Carolina." Now, Lindsey Graham adopted his younger sister at a young age after their parents passed away. Not quite sure what her qualifications are to be a senator. We are still looking into that as a team, but it's a good question to be asking, right? To continue, I want to show you what Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said about Mitch McConnell, because this is still very, very worrisome to me. At a moment when our president has entered us into a war that is out of control, he is spiking gas prices, and the economy is spiraling down the drain, I think it's okay to be asking about his cognitive state and the cognitive state of the people around him, the Republicans supporting him. Age is something that is a serious problem in politics. I will never be ageist on the Adam Mockler channel. I do not think age defines who you are or your capability, but the reality is, even airline pilots are forced to retire at age 65. A lot of politicians are dying in office. We've had 6 to 8 politicians die in office over the past 2 years, and it has forced an emergency special election that is quite stressful on the voters. We have politicians who are clinging on to power until their last day, and their incentive is no longer to help the people in their district or their state. Their incentive is to continue to cling on to power. We have a systematic underrepresentation of young people in politics that we see day after day after day, and that is a problem. So when people like Mitch McConnell are clinging on to power despite having, you know, bad pneumonia, likely having dementia, maybe cardiac arrest, that worries me. Take a look at this interview.
Well, to me, this is pretty easy. Most everybody who's subscribed to your Substack, if they were in the hospital for a month, they'd have to call their boss. They'd have to explain what's going on, how they're feeling, what their prognosis is, and when they could get back to work, and if they had the capacity to get back to work. Well, Mitch McConnell's boss are the people of Kentucky. There are constituents which deserve honesty and transparency. It had been a month before anything had been put out, not even an official statement from Senator McConnell. In fact, I'd gotten 2 calls from different agencies, not state agencies, suggesting he'd passed. So this rampant speculation that was out there, it needed to end. People deserve to know what was going on. Now, we've gotten a little bit. We've gotten 1 official statement and 1 picture. And hopefully what that means is he's still with us, which is what we all want. But then there's the question of when can he get back to doing his job? And so I've encouraged publicly that call in to your Substack, call in to a cable news show.
I'm sure
show.
He's going to call into my Substack.
Well, hey, I can encourage it. I can encourage it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
But the idea is, you know, make sure that you're reassuring people. And that's part of our job as public officials. Oh, I respect everyone's privacy. I know, especially for his health, it's probably important to him. But we give that up in some small part when we take on these jobs, and people have to have confidence in our ability to do them.
Well, what do you think of that photograph that was released? There's
really quickly, can I just point out, Mitch McConnell has been freezing on camera for years now. When we were doing the research for this video that I'm making right now, we were digging up some of the clips of Mitch McConnell freezing. This one is from 2023. 3 years ago, Mitch McConnell was freezing on camera, and yet he is still in power, still making decisions. Watch this.
What are my thoughts about what?
Running for re-election in 2026. Oh.
Did you hear the question, Senator? Running for re-election in 2026? All right, I'm sorry, you all, we're going to need a minute.
You know, I'm going to be honest, I'm not even going to make fun of this clip. I don't think that would be appropriate. I have older family members who are getting up there, who are struggling in age, and, you know, old age is very real. It happens. I'm not going to make fun of somebody for going through that. And I would hope that when I'm older in life, people give me the same sort of grace, even though I think Mitch McConnell is a despicable person. But you know what absolutely is fair to point out? The fact that he is still in power making decisions 3 years after this clip happened. This was not the first time he froze. This was not the last time he froze. He is now in power in Kentucky, hiding the state of his health in D.C.
There's been so much speculation about it. As you know, Governor Beshear, a lot of people are saying it's AI. A lot of people are saying it's just not accurate. I'm curious what you think of the photo. Have you been able to get it verified? Is it real? What do you know about it?
So before I posted, I sent a letter, an official letter, asking for an update, or at least asking them to update the people of Kentucky. Our office has received nothing, nothing in response, no email, no call, no written letter, but they did put out the statement. And the reason I think that there's all this rampant speculation out there is, again, he hasn't called into anything. There's no video in an age of social media saying, hey, everybody, I'm okay, and I'm going to be able to get back to my job. Just some really basic things that I think any of the rest of us, not just in government and politics, but in the media and other places would do. But I think it especially hits people because some people have been in office so long, they no longer think that they work for someone.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you.
And they do. They work for the people.
In his statement on Sunday, Senator McConnell wrote,
notice how he didn't answer the question of if the photo was real or not. I personally think that it is real. I think that if that were a fake photo, we would have had some sort of news outlet. Like, think about the incentive of these news outlets to break the story of a fake AI-generated photo. Everyone would love to be the first on that. MS Now, CNN, everybody would love to cover that. But nobody has quite done that analysis yet because it seems like the metadata of the photo shows that it's real. But listen, if there's proof that it's fake.
Part of my decision to retire at the end of my term this coming January was being honest about the demands of Senate work. But I still have unfinished business to complete on your behalf, and I have every intention of finishing the job you elected me to do.
What unfinished business does our senator have who's been in power for years and years and years? I think you've finished all of your business, brother. Here is Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear about a week ago talking about this same issue.
We might make some news right here, Reverend. Our Republican supermajority has been so worried about me being able to potentially support someone before a special election that they passed not one but two laws. They tried at first to say they could submit a list of three people to me from the Republican Party and I'd have to pick. Now they say I can't fill a vacancy, but I have to call a special election. But here's the thing. There is a Kentucky constitutional provision that says that I appoint all state officers when there's a vacancy. The question.
Ooh, so Republicans are freaking the hell out because Senator Mitch McConnell, if something were to happen to him, would then be replaced by somebody who Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear picks. And Republicans are scrambling to change the state laws.
The question is, does that apply to federal offices? Well, before there was ever a law in Kentucky on how this would work, multiple appointments were made by governors, assuming under that provision. So if we end up there, and I hope we don't, I hope Senator McConnell will provide proof of life tomorrow and that we could all move on. There's at least going to be probably a little disagreement.
Slippery games being played by the Republican Party at a time when they are losing power, at a time when their politicians are aging out of office and dying in office, which is it's unfortunate. We don't want to see anybody die while still clinging on to power. I wish some of these politicians would just retire and ride off into the sunset peacefully. But instead, we have people gripping on to power, continuing to distort our country, continuing to send people off to war, send money over to Israel and the Middle East, and I find it to be despicable. Let's continue to cover this on the Adam Mockler feed every single day. We will continue to push back. We will continue to push for a better future. I love each and every single one of you. You can subscribe below, drop a like, and peace out.